Jets, and you're listening to the high lonesome sound on the Twang Trust CKUW 95.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Hi, Winnipeg. This is Marty Stewart, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is Kelsey Walden, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Have we played any songs tonight that I don't have a station ID for? Not many. Yeah. Twang Trust, Friend to the Stars. Yeah. That was Kelsey Walden there from her album. What's that thing called? Ghost? Is that what it's called? Or is there more to it than that? Called Every Ghost. Not just one, not just a few, but every single one. Let It Lie was the name of that song. And the only song that appears on any of our favorite albums of the year to mention Winnipeg. How about that, huh? Crazy. Although, well, no. I was thinking, boy, Golden's about to have four of them. But he technically didn't put out an album last year. So, and Kelsey's show at the Park Theater was great, even if there was only two dozen people there. Oh, Winnipeg. Before that, more people saw Marty Stewart when he played. Now, was that this year or was it last? Was it? I forget if that was 25 or 24 when he played the casino. I can't remember now. But anyways, yeah, Marty Stewart had more people than two dozen when he played there. And did, I don't know if he did that one or not, but he did a bunch of stuff from our 10th favorite album of the year this year called Space Junk, an all-instrumental double album. And what a tasty thing it is. From it, we heard Bat Patrol. And what do you know, our 11th favorite album of the year, also an instrumental album from the Surfrajets' Easy as Pie album. You can take your pick of three different colors that it comes on in the vinyl format. We heard Toasted Western. I believe I got blue, was it? Teal blue, I think. I think it was. I can't recall now. It was either that or yellow. Lemon pie flavored. And from Samantha Crane's album called Gumshoe, we heard a little ditty called Dart. Great record. Great record that landed in the number 12 position this year. And we started it off with Seth Anderson and Lawn Smokes from his album, These Exact Days, These Peaceful Nights. And I don't know that we'll ever get a chance to see Seth Anderson with a full band again anytime soon. If you missed seeing him at the Handsome Daughter this past year, well, you blew it. You blew it. Hopefully he'll be through in some form or another, though, before you know it. And who knows? Might even be in some Joker's living room. We'll have to wait and see. So, here's another one. Got to see this guy. Not maybe in the format we wanted to see him in, but it was still fun. And it wasn't very long either. Like, gosh, it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't like super expensive, but it wasn't cheap either. And it was only like, I don't know, half hour long or something. A little more than that, not much more than that. Still, it was a solid quality, entertaining half hour anyways. Menno Verstig and his pal Nick, who are the two main protagonists in the band Holorado, who definitely made our favorite song list this past year. We heard them last week. There was only an EP that they put out. But at the, well, it was so tail end of 23 that we're counting it as, or 24 rather. It was so close to being a 2025 album. And it was well into 25 when we first heard it. So we're calling it a 25 album. It's My World, so I get to make up the rules. Menno Verstig's solo record called Why We Run made number 8 on our list this year. And I was lucky enough to catch him in Toronto with a full band. And the great all-star band, Darcy Yates on bass and Kendall Carson on violin and some guy who blues people know, I forget his name, he got up and did a song, and it was just a great show, and it's a great record, and nobody knows about it but me, it seems. But nuts to all y'all. We're going to play something from it now, aren't we? Yes, we are. Let's see. Is it this one? Oh, it is this one. Let's press that button. And then we'll press this button. And it'll be the number 8 album of the year here on the Twang Trust. This is Menno Verstig. And we won't tell you what it's called. Yeah.
let me enjoy the view from here before you roll us down the hill. When the curtain falls at the end of this long play, let the stars bring understanding, a comfort in the gray. But that don't help me much right now. My mind is going nuts. I wanna wake up early every morning, every evening, stay up late, hear the raindrops hit the windows back to their fiery weight. I wanna watch the tide pull heavy in a slow dance with the moon, eat a pan of lazy fungus and be fine with that one fruit. So take the idols from the altar, put them in the closet on the shelf. Take the skeletons I find in there and listen back to your health. Keep on singing in this madness, line of clothesline in the wind. Hanging on with broken fingers in our big shitty ignorance.
We'll be right back. that first boy had gotten out of juvie was living in his aunt's garage. He had a way of talking and he looked dangerous, and he was. And her boyfriend from Spokane tattooed her name on his arm. He kissed her up and down all night, and he was funny when the needle wasn't in his arm. That's how you break a broken heart, I'm telling you what to do. If you wanna break your broken heart, I've got a map for you. Him and put up with that. Still he dragged her into the deep. And that man in Tacoma kept her in a place for a while. He had a wife and kids, a left hook like Frasier, and words that hit just as hard. That's how you break a broken heart.
Here I go, just one. all up late. Now my future's written out on my Sunday dinner plate. Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sort. Here I go. Just what?
Our fifth favorite album of the year, but most definitely our number one song of the year. It's so gorgeous. God's a Different Sword from Folk Bitch Trio, who we got to see not once but twice last year. They appeared at the Folk Festival doing all kinds of workshops here, there, and yonder. And then they opened up for Fox Warren at the park. In the fall. And, oh, so great. So great. Love those girls. We, see, well, the album. What's the album called? I should tell you that. So you can run out. Run out quick and buy it. Or download it. Or do whatever it is you do with records these days. Now would be a good time. It's their only album. It's easy to find. Before Folk Bitch Trio, we heard the DeLines. Yes, the DeLines from their release of 2025, Mr. Luck and Ms. Doom. And we heard the fabulous little ditty there, Left Hook Like Frasier. Been digging the DeLines for a while. We dug the Damnations decades ago, it seems, and we dug, what's that other band that the main dude is in? I've got like, I don't know, half dozen records of theirs, and the name ain't coming to me. Anyways, the Lions is where it's at these days. Check them out. We also heard S.G. Goodman in there. Saw her at the Folk Festival a few years ago. She put out just a fabulous record this year called Planting by the Signs. From it, we heard I Can See the Devil. My favorite song on the album is the last song, which is like 9 minutes long. So there was no way we were going to fit that one in today. But maybe we'll have to do a show someday soon of nothing but long songs. And we'll play that one because it's a great one. Whatever it's called, I forget. Anyways, S.G. Goodman. The album Planting by the Signs. Go listen to it. And at the top of that set, our number 8 album of the year, Menno Verstig. And his record, Why We Run. From it, we heard Shit Eatin' Grin. Yes, indeed. So we're made it all the way to number 4 on our favorite record of last year list. And what do you know? It's none other than someone else we saw at the Folk Festival last year, Mavis Staples. I've been loving Mavis for, well, definitely decades and decades. And can't believe she's still at the top of her game. Her record, Sad and Beautiful World, came out last year, and it is so great. I can't speak. It's, you know, it's all covers, but very, very inspired choices. And this one, particularly inspired. Where is it? Let's see. Doot, doodly, doot, doot. Gonna hear this one written by none other than Patterson Hood from the Drive-By Truckers. This is called Everybody Needs Love on the Twang Trust. Let's try that again.
We can dream on when the working day is done, and the stars we can wish upon at the setting of the sun. The sun says we could cry over putting our troubles on the run, but more than all, these miracles above, good people, we got love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Just like we need the sun and moon and stars up above. And nobody ever found happiness living their lives all alone. Walk around like I didn't need nobody to be happy and alone. One fine day I found myself in trouble, way down, without a friend. Along came the love of a real good friend, said they would love me till the end. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, 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 love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and moon and stars up.
atmosphere is caving in. I'm spinning out and fading now. Circles around the sun of doubt. Perigee and tide, orbiting my stride, eclipsing my whole mind.
And you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Coming this far,
And there she is, one of our favorites this year, for sure. The last couple of years, really. She's been on a tear, and we're hoping everybody else catches on soon. Giuliana Riolino, we heard a couple from her album, Echoes in the Dust, our third favorite album of the year. On a Bluebird's Wing there before that was Full Moon. And Mavis Staples before that with a cover of the Drive-By Truckers' Everybody Needs Love from her fabulous record of last year called Sad and Beautiful World. So the number one and two slots left. You know what number one was. We played a bunch of it last week. We've been playing it, gosh, for the last umpteen months. Number two, though, man, I love this record so much. And, you know, Leanne Betasemase Simpson's last album, Theory of Ice, got a significant amount of buzz out there, you know, in the circles that buzz. But this new record, I've yet to hear a thing about it. I've yet to read a word about it. Nobody's seems to be paying any attention to the thing at all. And I don't know why it's so great. Live Like the Sky is the name of the album. And, you know, the last record, it was great. It was it even made the short list for the Polaris Prize. Definitely should have won, didn't, for whatever reason. These things don't occur, I don't know, but it was so great. The thing is, this new record is even, it's more accessible. It's a downright pop album in most places. Very danceable. I don't know what the deal is. This, maybe people just haven't quite caught on yet. She's still got a great name for herself as an author and all that, but boy, people need to start recognizing her as a musician because this is such a great record. We're going to hear a couple of songs from it, and I don't even know that I want to try to pronounce the name of this song. Just listen to it, and the album. Go get the album. Go listen to the album. It's called Live Like the Sky. And you can pronounce the name of this one better than I can, I'm sure.
I'm a running man. beyond the limits. There's a story being told, he's in it. He's still moving, he's still able to raise some more magic on the table. 10 years gone, so long. His eyes are crazy. He's like somebody setting blazes. Still got the courage of his convictions, but these days they just cover for his addictions. 10 years gone, so long. Gone, dressed all in denim, still looking funky. He stole his Maxim from a junkie to flee from horror, bury yourself in it. Yeah, he's out there somewhere beyond the limits. 10 years gone. So long. 10 years gone. So long. So long.
Somewhere out there, beyond the limits, man, there's a story being told, a movie being made, and he's in it, man. He's still moving, and he's still moving. He's still able somehow to bring some of that old magic to the table. 10 years gone. 10 years gone. So long, so long, so long.
Well, Bruce Springsteen had to make one final appearance on our Best of the Year episode, and there he was guesting with the Waterboys on my favorite record of the year, Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper, that song there called 10 Years Gone. Before that, we heard a couple from Leanne Betasemisake Simpson. It was so close. It was so close, the one and two position this year. But from Live Like the Sky, our second favorite record of the year, we heard $85 an Acre, and this probably isn't that bad a pronunciation here. Let me give it a try. Nizhozibing. Yeah, that wasn't so hard, was it? No. Great record.